you know, put just a little butter in it, it start off with, and let it cook, the syrup cook till it gets stringy, and then you take it up and cool it to where you can handle it. And then I have seen them do this in candid drawing, and that's where the fun was to me, that I could remember. They would get, you know, the stick peppermint candy, and they would put it in a box, something like this, and put a hole in this box.
Would it be wooden or cardboard?
No, it was cardboard box.
So it'd be put about 5 inches by 10 inches?
Something like that.
Eight.
And they would put this candy in there, and they would mix this candy up. A long time ago, you could get the peppermint. It was red stick, and then you would get a stick. Then it would be mixed with yellow and a green stripe. And two people would have to draw. You would draw a stick and I would draw a stick. And as long as I would draw the red stick, I was winning. And if I drew a stick like you were drawing, well then we would have to stop and let somebody else draw then.
And so you got to keep the candy you got out of the box?
Yeah, you can keep the candy you would draw like that.
What color was the candy you pulled?
It would, when you get it, after you get it pulled enough that you could lay it down on a platter, and then you could take it and cut it, you know, like that.
It would be hard.
It would be hard. See, that pulling what made it hard.
So would it still be sticky, or would it be a...
It wouldn't be sticky then. It would, after you put it down in your platter and then cut it, then it would be hard. It wouldn't be sticky. They call that syrup candy.
Syrup candy.
Uh-huh.
Did you make any... Now, what would you have that for? Why would you have a drawing, candy drawing?
Well, that would just be added to the log rolling. That was the fun they was having.
You'd have that at a log rolling.
Uh-huh. They would have that at this log rolling. And that was just to pass the time off, you know, having fun like that.
Did children do it, or did
no, the grown folks. Grown up. Yeah, the grown ups. That was, you know, and then too, somebody probably would have a guitar, and they would have, you know, have music, and they'd get out there and call themselves dancing, and all the people like that.
Remember any of the songs?
I can't remember the song. No, I don't remember those.
Sounds like you had a good time there, didn't it?
Well, in a way, I just, you know, think to myself now, to think that the grown people did that long time ago, and children's now don't know of anything like that. They've never seen nothing like that. And the times change up so much until, you know, if you can remember these things, it's a lot to think about, to think back to where peoples have come from a long ways. They have come from a long ways to my way of thinking. Because there have been times people didn't know what electric lights was and didn't have running water in the house.
Well, you didn't have that, did you, when you were a child?
Mm-mm.
Tell me about that, what it was like. How did you light your house?
Well, we used lamp lights until we was able to, have electric lights.
Yeah, when you had lamp lights, what'd you burn them?
Kerosene. Some call it coal oil, some call it kerosene.
What'd the lamps look like?
Well, they were made, in a way now, you could get, some lamps would be have design or painted, you know, the bottom, but the chimney, what we call a chimney, would be a light. You know, glass like that.
And the bottom would be metal?
Well, you could get metal.
Or you could get?
Mm-hmm. You could get them in metal lamps, because I have seen them where they get them and they'd be on a little rack and they hang them on the walls. You know, you could put it on the wall, but still you got to take it down and light it and put it back in this rack, you know, like that.